What did you end up doing out of school?
I was the first woman that Allstate hired in Oklahoma. I worked there for almost 38 years.
At the insurance company,
yes,
Allstate.
I was an insurance agent. Mm. It was 300 and some white men and me. Hey, no.
Well, that was quite a deal, wasn't it? In what year?
In that time, 1974.
They hired you. I mean, not only were you black, but you were a woman. you were crossing two barriers.
Let me tell you an interesting story. Our family just didn't have money. And when I got the job with Allstate, I went and got me a suit from the thrift store and got it cleaned, all sharpened and Peter Green. I walked into Sears, had my swag on, and this man who was twice as big as I am, that was Allstate agent, came up to me and said, "Are you Marilyn?" Wasn't nobody beside me, so I said, "Yes, I am." He said, "Are you Marilyn Looper?" I said, "Yes, sir. I sure am." I thought he was my greeting team. "Hey, you're welcome, wagon." And he said, "I need you to turn around and go home." I said, "You need me to turn around and go home?" He said, "Yes. We don't want you here." I said, "You don't want me here?" And I'm looking around and said, "Who else could he be talking to?" He said, "Let me explain to you something, girl. We don't want you here for three reasons. First of all, you're a woman. You need to go home and have some babies. The second reason you need to go home is because you're black." And I said, "No kidding." That didn't go well. "And the third reason you need to go home because you're a looper." Now, that pissed me off. I looked at him, much bigger and taller than I was. I looked at him and I thought about all the things that we'd gone through here. All the coffee spills, all the spitting in my face, that chimpanzee, all the jail time. I said, "Mister, I don't give a damn whether you like me or not, because I'm not here on a popularity contest. I'm here because they hired me to come here. And I'm not going anyplace. And I'm not scared of you." To me, I said, "This woman's crazy." But as the years went on, he ended up leaving the company, but we became friends.
You came in because you had already been hired, and he was telling you to get out.
Well, get out. They didn't want me. They didn't have no women working.
You hit something key there. You said you became friends. How in the world did that come about?
Because, hey, you might as well like me. I don't have no reason for you to dislike me.
Yeah, but I'll bet I can brag on you. You were a performer. You had results. You made the company money, and they saw what this woman, this black woman, and this looper woman was done. And they said, "Oh, I get it. Doesn't make any difference." Isn't that true?
They started hiring, and they still hired females. But they were not hiring any women when I went to work for them.
But then that opened up too, didn't it?
Yes.
So look what you did there, and it was performance-based. Because if you hadn't worked out, they wouldn't have hired a woman for a long time, probably, or black, for sure.
And see, nothing. See, I'm used to rejection. I figure if I ask you enough, you're going to give me what I want. Because I'm going to hang in there until I get it. And some insurance is just like that. You don't want to buy it from me? Then I go over here and ask her. I just keep on trying until I make it.
Well, it worked well for you because you have been rejected from consciousness all your life. Mm-hmm. So being rejected about selling insurance was not a big deal.
No big deal.
And so there was your mother in all that.
Yes.
There was your mother.
And when I would run into situations, it seemed so difficult for me. I'd call and start going, "Mama, blah, blah, blah." And you know what my mother told me? "Go to the hardware store, Marilyn, and get you some tough skin. Goodbye." End of conversation. Get some tough skin. You being a wimp. Life is hard. And life is not fair. Deal with it.
Yeah. Some point as we get older, we think about our parents, and then particularly you think how blessed I was to be the daughter of this wonderful woman.
You know what? You're absolutely right. I was in Chicago, I think, at a leadership conference when Martin Luther King was killed. And the NAACP flew the youth leaders that were there in the conference down to Memphis. When we got into Memphis, I thought it was some type of organization because everybody had these white things around their head. That was after the riot down there. That had happened the night he died. We went down there, and our purpose for being there was to bring some peace and calm to the community, go into the neighborhoods and talk to the people in the area. From there, we all went to Atlanta to the funeral. Well, my mom was there, but I never did see her. She was at King's funeral. I didn't see her then. I saw her when everybody came back to Oklahoma. But when you said that, it reminded me all the opportunities that I've had to participate in some of the biggest marches and demonstrations in history. Never would have happened if she had not been my mother.
Right. Robert Kennedy was there that night, and he spoke to the crowd to help quiet and settle him down. But you're right, those things would never happen if it wasn't for her. All of us have parents that shaped our lives, but you're sitting here today, we're speaking to you because of your mother.
That's right. You're absolutely correct.